Commissioner Samantha Tesser.
Okay, great. We're on a recorded line.
Say it again?
We're on a recorded line.
Okay.
Just so you know. Okay. Go ahead. You had some issues with the site.
Yeah, and let me just share with you some concerns we have. First of all, we have been involved in representing Mr. Hansen for some time in connection with his disputes with James Kelly and others. We have several issues with the accuracy of the information that you posted, and we expressed that to you in our correspondence. We are also very concerned about the fact that the brief conversations and emails that we had with you apparently found their way onto a website already. And our concern is the legitimacy of these conversations with you. I'm not questioning your integrity at this point. I'm just suggesting that if it's in fact Mr. Kelly that's furnishing you information, we are involved in a number of proceedings here in Florida, both in arbitration and in litigation with Mr. Kelly and others, and there are agreements in place as to the ability to communicate in a non-disparaging way with respect to these issues. So may I just ask you at the outset if the individual furnishing the information is James Kelly?
Oh, I've talked with a number of individuals, including Mr. Kelly.
Have you also spoken with Mr. Edwards? That'd be Don Edwards.
Don Edwards, I believe so, yes.
Okay. Wayne Seawall?
I do not think so.
Okay. May I ask, Steve, if what exactly is the interest in this subject matter? In our view, this is a dispute among Messrs. Kelly, Edwards, and Hansen regarding situations involving Suncoast Capital and EA Direct Inc.
Uh-huh.
I'm not quite sure what the either the significance or the public interest is in this dispute with these people, other than the fact that we have experienced repeated instances of Mr. Kelly's attempt to interfere and involve other people in this dispute in an effort to gain an advantage here. So what is the interest in this this dispute among these people?
Okay, well, it's a matter of public interest because I've been tracking this issue since around the July 2004 time frame. So I've been doing this a long time, tracking the people responsible for hyping the stocks. And that webpage has been around for, since July or so of 2004. And so it's something that the government has found extremely useful, as well as other individuals that have been defrauded by these people. And what my interest is as a journalist in basically documenting what these guys did, who they are, and how they did it.
Okay.
And then, this has nothing to do with control over Sun State or stuff like that, but it's merely to talk about basically how it was done, how someone goes in and accomplishes the whole scam. It's meant as an expose on how these guys basically operate and how people got ripped. I mean, people got ripped off for close to $100 million. This is the largest.
Who are these guys? Who are these guys you keep referring to? You've mentioned several times now.
The perpetrators, the co-conspirators behind the fraud.
Who are these alleged co-conspirators you're referring to, and how did you arrive at that conclusion?
Basically did a lot of research. I talked to a lot of people and followed a lot of leads and sent a lot of subpoenas and so forth.
Well, I'm just curious because I'm curious about what kind of research and analysis that you did that you came to the conclusion that these alleged co-conspirators did anything.
you're curious of the research. A lot of it is posted on the website.
Right.
Okay. And you can look at it there. I just filed a case in Palo Alto against Bush Ross, the law firm. Are you familiar with them?
No.
Okay.
It's a law firm?
Bush Ross, and they're in Tampa.
No, I'm not familiar with them.
Okay. Well, I just filed a case and I posted it on the internet. 274 pages of stuff.
What did the law firm do?
Well, the law firm was involved in transferring funds to enable the fraud to occur.
And Bush Ross was counsel to whom?
Well, Bush Ross transferred the funds.
But who were they counsel to?
Don Emke. Don Emke, Brian Koss, Hartley Lord.
Uh-huh. Okay. But it seems that you've already arrived at conclusions about alleged wrongdoing, and I'm assuming from the way you have expressed yourself that you feel that our client, Warren Hansen, was one of these alleged culprits.
I received information to that effect, and I tried to reach Mr. Hansen unsuccessfully.
What information did you receive, if I may ask, regarding Mr. Hansen?
Well, I put the information that I received about Mr. Hansen as posted on the website.
Was that the information that we just saw last week?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that's the information that you received regarding Mr. Hansen that led you to your conclusion?
Well, I mean, this is information that was then verified through CRD records and other database searches and so forth. And so it's not just somebody calling you up and you don't just post something that, someone gives you a phone call and says, so-and-so, and, you check out the validity of what that person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
before you put it on a website. So you attempt to contact the person that they're talking about, and you attempt to contact people who know about it, and you do some independent research, and I was able to corroborate the information.
Well, in that connection, may I ask you what your interest in Erica Hansen is, or in Ellen Dembski?
Oh, I mean, I have no personal interest one way or another. I'm just trying to.
Do you include them in the group of culprits that you referred to?
They came in as assisting, and or being part of, or having knowledge. And I can tell you that the.
How do you know that? How do you know what knowledge Ellen Dembski had or Erica Hansen had?
Erica Hansen followed her husband, Warren, in a number of these places where these stocks were sold.
Is that the basis for your conclusion?
That was the. I was also able to get corroboration from people I talked to that. They, in fact,
would that be Kelly?
I talked to a number of people.
See, the reason I'm saying this to you, and candidly, I'm accepting at face value that your interest is a legitimate, good faith interest in the situation. But there's been such enmity and hostility among the parties so far, and that includes, Edwards and Seawall and Stanko and Kelly and all these people, such terrible hostility that we've observed that it just seems that there have been so many efforts that we've experienced, efforts by individuals in the litigation and the arbitrations to poison the well, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my concern, Steve, is that I think people have attempted to poison you with information.
Yeah, well, I'd love to talk to Warren.
Well, the problem is that I represent Warren. We represent Warren. Our firm does. And, there are legitimate reasons in place in the various arbitrations and litigation Well, I don't think Mr. Hansen or Mr. Kelly or Mr. Edwards or any of them should be talking about matters that are the subject of the arbitrations and the litigation.
Okay, so
in fact, there are specific court-ordered decrees prohibiting that type of dialogue.
Uh-huh.
Especially dialogue that one might call in the nature of disparagement. And I have no doubt that what Mr. Kelly and Mr. Edwards told you about Mr. Hansen were disparaging. And I think that as a result of that, I think that their conduct probably violates the agreements and the orders that have been entered into. And that's what concerns me because, you know, down here in Florida, these court orders are supposed to be observed, you know. And I'm sure up your way also.
Uh-huh, sure.
I'd like to address these issues. I'd like to address them in good faith, and I'd like to address them properly.
Okay, so...
Let me finish, please. We have these proceedings down here which are designed to illuminate the truth and to illuminate what actually occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, to the extent that you're concerned about securities violations that may have occurred, you know, we have a federal agency, the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is empowered to do that. And I just want to make sure that what we do is we're doing it in the right manner. And I'll be very candid with you. We've had to address with the arbitrators and the court our very real concerns that Mr. Kelly and Mr. Edwards are not addressing those issues in the appropriate manner, and I don't want to perpetuate that.
Okay. Well,
I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to give it some thought, reflect on the best way of dealing with this, but I will go back to our original premises that the information that was in fact furnished to you, Steve, by Don Edwards and Jim Kelly, it wasn't accurate. It was simply not accurate, and in our view, it was designed to just manipulate and distort the truth.
Okay.
For their own purposes.
Okay.
I don't lump you into that at this point. Apparently, as you acknowledge, you're just merely the recipient of information from them.
I'm happy to get information from any of the parties.
Right.
You know, and
I just want to understand, and I appreciate that. It's just that we're all immersed here in this adjudicatory process down here, which is the vehicle that we're supposed to use and the forum that we're supposed to use to adjudicate disputes.
Uh-huh.
So let me just reflect for a little bit on how we handle this.
Okay. Can you give me a copy of those court orders? Those court orders would be a public record. I'd like to get a copy of them to just so I understand, because I don't want to be implicated in, you know, if I have knowledge of a court order, I want to make sure that anybody I talk to is not violating that court order. I think it'd be helpful if I had a copy of that.
That's a very good idea, because you raise a point that I hadn't even mentioned is if you now continue to publish the information that Kelly gave you in violation of the court order, then, you know, I don't want you to be involved in something you shouldn't be involved in, right? So I will send that to you.
Okay. And these would be court orders regarding Mr. Hansen as well, in terms of what he can and cannot say?
Yeah, Mr. Kelly, Mr. Hansen's under the same order.
Okay, great. Could you send me a copy of that, please?
And that's why, Steve, you haven't heard Hansen say anything bad about Kelly, you know.
Yeah. No, could I get a copy of that, please?
Oh, we'll definitely send it to you. Should we email it to you at the same email address?
That'd be great.
And let us reflect upon it. I mean, I'm not trying to be difficult.
Okay.
Let me finish. I'm not trying to avoid any information here, but I am very, very concerned about playing this out in this manner when the parties have selected different forums for the adjudication. You understand that, right?
I understand that. I understand the litigation process. I understand court orders, and you know, without having a look at what specific court orders they're under, it'd be kind of hard for me to come to any legal conclusions, about that. So, I certainly have a pretty good understanding of the law.
I also, by the way, just as an aside, to just show you, I mean, you made reference to our law firm in one of your postings.
Uh huh.
About a disqualification or a conflict, rather.
Yes.
And just to point out once again, the information that Mr. Kelly gave you was very inaccurate, and Judge Lewis in Palm Beach County was very clear in her decision and her resolution of those issues. And so just among us guys, you really need to be careful about what you're publicizing based on what Kelly or Edwards is telling you. Because
okay. Well,
I know you're not interested in publishing false information.
Oh, absolutely. No, I want to make sure I do not publish any false information whatsoever. And any information.
And I'm suggesting that you ought to be very careful about verifying what you hear from Kelly and Edwards.
Okay. Well, other than warning me about that, is there anything that you can point out? Any statement? Any sentence?
I'm not warning you. Don't misunderstand. I'm sharing that with you because you took it upon yourself to publish something about my law firm, and I think you should. All I'm suggesting is that you be careful.
Well,
what you accept from Edwards and Kelly.
Sure, okay. Do you want to comment on that specific allegation that was published?
Yeah, it wasn't accurate.
Okay. Can you
I don't want to play this game. I'm not involved in the litigation. All I'm saying is we're just counsel for a client in this thing. Kelly and Edwards and others like that when they're not successful in the forum that they've chosen, they resort to stuff like this.
Okay. Can you tell me some? Perhaps you can give me some.
Let me send you the orders that we said, and you'll take a look at them. And if we need to, we can talk later on.
Okay. Can you tell me any sentence or any sentence on the website that's inaccurate? And exactly how you know that?
Well, I know that it's inaccurate about us. That's to begin with. And I know that there are plenty of inaccuracies in there.
Okay, can you name one?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the orders.
Well, how come you can't give me a single sentence that's inaccurate?
Because I'm not sure that this is the right venue to discuss this.
Okay, I want to make sure that my website doesn't contain any false information. I'm asking you what information you know to be false.
Well, like I said, I would be concerned if I were you that your website does now, in fact, contain false information.
Well, but tell me how you know that. Tell me what information, what sentence. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the website about Hansen. What sentence is wrong?
Okay.
Just give him one specific.
You talk about FRF refers to First Research Financial located in Dallas, and then you talk about another First Research Finance in Boca, and they have nothing to do with Warren Hansen. This one in Boca.
The one in Boca has nothing to do with Warren Hansen? It's in his home address. He's a registered agent for it. I have third-party evidence of that. How is it that it's headquartered in his house? He's the registered agent for it, and it has nothing to do with it. How do you know that?
Let me just go back to my notes, because I thought one of these entities that you have on this list does not have anything to do with Warren Hansen.
Well, I'd like to know what it is so I can correct that.
Okay. And then you talk about... You say in your article about the Dow Jones article, and you say, I believe that it is more likely that Hansen was responsible for this than Kelly. And, Jan and I's whole problem is that you're making an opinion as to what happened with this voicemail scam with Kelly, citing...
You're basing it on what Kelly's told you.
Right, but I'm stating an opinion. That's not something that's false.
You can't have an opinion based upon what somebody else is telling you. I don't think that's right. But let's not debate this any further.
Wait, tell me something that's false. You haven't told me anything that's false.
Well, I'm not going to do this with you, okay?
Wait. You told me you demanded. You sent me a letter. You said, I demanded you remove this false information. You tell me a false information I have to remove.
This is very clearly that you're not being objective about it at this point. You've swallowed hook, line, and sinker what Mr. Kelly and what Mr.
You have given me no false information that I published on this website.
Can I finish,
not,
please?
Not a single sentence.
Can I finish?
Sure.
You have swallowed hook, line, and sinker what they've told you. You have not been objective in your what you say are opinions. They're not balanced, and they're not objective. And all I'm saying to you is let me send you the orders which preclude this kind of conduct by Mr. Kelly and Mr. Edwards, and then we can talk later.
Okay, and would you also, if you want to send me an explanation in terms of Hansen's view, so that I can publish it? And if you don't want to do that, I'm offering. I'm on the record here offering that,
Steve,
that if you want to, if
Steve,
don't interrupt me. Hey, you know, I didn't interrupt you. You know, let me finish.
You're not the judge and you're not the jury.
Hey, you know, I didn't interrupt you. I asked you for the same courtesy.
Yes, you did. The parties have availed themselves of a specific forum. I don't think it's appropriate to debate back and forth information that you receive from Kelly and Edwards.
Well, look, as a neutral journalist here, I go to both sides and I ask them to comment.
Please.
And if you don't want to comment, that's your choice, okay? But I'm giving you the opportunity to comment on and refute all of the information that is published on the website. And if you don't want to take that opportunity, then don't say I'm not neutral about it.
I don't believe you're neutral, because a neutral journalist, as you say, would not have swallowed hook, line, and sinker what was furnished to you by
Well, test out my neutrality by telling me your version of the events as in Mr. Hansen's view, and I will be more than happy to publish that on my website. And then you can see whether I'm neutral or not.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm hopeful that you are. I'm hopeful you'll reflect upon the situation and decide that maybe this is not the right manner in which to post things based on Jim Kelly and Don Edwards. But let us, in the meantime, send you the orders, and then if we have a need to discuss it further, I promise you we'll talk.
Okay.
Okay?
And once again, is there any other false information that you know to be false that's on the website?
Yes, there is, and I think what you ought to do is look at the orders that we're going to send.
You can't tell me what it is, though.
You'll look at the orders, and then we can talk further later.
Okay, but you can tell me what's false on the website. I don't think the orders prohibit you from telling me something that's false on the website.
Take a look at the orders, and we'll talk later.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.